Krista.
Daniel.
What are you doing?
I'm eating a Minio's pizza.
Why?
Because it's Friday night. I was kind of hungry, and Minio's is a 2.5 minute walk from where I live.
Kind of hungry?
A lot of hungry.
What'd you ask me before?
I inquired if maybe Minio's served hoagies.
Whole hoagies.
Whole hoagies.
For someone that was sort of hungry. So maybe like a 4-inch hoagie?
Four or 8 inches.
8 inches?
Yeah.
Maybe 12?
No, 12 is outrageous, but really? 8-inch hoagie,
I But can... you would, okay, let's say I only served 12-inch hoagies, would you eat it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what if they only serve 16-inch hoagies?
Well, I'd find some homeless man to split it with.
Split it with? Or would you find a homeless man to eat it in front of?
Depends.
I'm like, I already had dinner tonight, and this is my second dinner. It's 16 inches of hoagie.
No. Well, their hoagies all have like a shit ton of meat on them, so.
Which ones?
And Minio's.
Oh, really?
It's like meatball hoagie, ham hoagie, meatball, and ham hoagie. I don't know. What other kinds of meats are there? Chicken hoagie, chicken and meatball hoagie.
Chicken, meatball, and ham hoagie.
Chicken, meatball, and ham hoagie. So, this one doesn't eat meat. That was a challenge.
Do you find, like, that your hoagie eating capabilities have been sort of strangled, suffocated? Like, you don't have many opportunities to eat hoagies?
Yeah. I mean, which I think is unfair and a little discriminatory because you used to make a really good hoagie with no meat on it. Like, avocado, portobello, Tomatoes.
Potatoes.
What else can you put on there? Sprouts are good.
Grout.
No grout. There's a lot of good things. You can make a really good hoagie for a vegetarian to eat.
Okay, so you
people
think...
People completely discriminate and are just like, I'm going to put a pound of ham on here and call it a good sandwich. I just don't think that's fair.
So you think you could have a good sandwich without meat.
Fish, you put salmon on there.
Mmm.
Salmon hoagie. Fish sandwich is
I've
good.
Never had seen
them. Minio's didn't have a fish sandwich.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wonder why that is.
Not many fish in Squirrel Hill, probably.
A lot of other things, though. Like, there's a lot of Chinese restaurants.
A lot of Chinese restaurants. Do you like living here?
I love it.
What's your favorite part? Besides probably, the exchange.
Well, I can watch an exchange. I could watch with CVS.
Where's the CVS?
On the corner.
Oh, I love it there.
I could walk to a Chinese food area and get Chinese
Little
food.
Little China, that's what we call it.
I could walk to Minio's. I could walk to my car.
Do you want to, what's the dance we learned tonight?
I get mitzvahed. You want a ghost ride?
Ghost ride.
Chris and I are going to go ghost ride.
Let's go ghost ride on Murray Avenue.
Yeah, so...
What's it called?
Ghost Riding the Whip.
Ghost Riding the Whip.
So, tomorrow morning when you read in the CNN or your local newspaper that two people were murdered...
The Squirrel Hill Observer.
The Squirrel Hill Observer. That two were murdered ghost riding their cobalt. Are we using my car or your car?
I'll use yours because it's cooler.
Yeah, it has better steering. Power steering.
Uh-huh.
And so, if you see two people murdered in a horrible Chevy Cobalt accident because they were dancing in front of a moving car that was unmanned, another pinned against a wall.
It was not our fault.
It was completely our fault. And the internet's fault. Alright, so that's all.
We'll see you guys at Minio's tomorrow night.
Yeah, see you soon. Bye.